Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
You know, I've only done 2 shows this week, and it's already Wednesday, so I really need to put another show out. So here's another show. Yay! This one's sponsored by Casey Smith. Casey takes full responsibility for the 2 people whose jobs I've probably lost for them in this show. But before we get to those, I've got another phone call to make from yesterday's collection of car calls, where the guy took the picture of the screen. After I released the podcast last night, I called this lady, one of the ladies at the inn that wouldn't answer, and I got through. And personally, this is probably my favorite call of that entire collection of calls. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. Here's another call to a car customer.
Hello?
Hello, Autumn?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from the garage. You brought your Dodge in recently?
Yeah.
Did you pick that up yet?
Did I what?
You did pick that up, right?
Pick up the car?
Yeah.
No, it should still be in the shop.
Oh, weird. I can't find the keys.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. I left a bunch of stuff in your trunk, and I don't know. I thought...
Oh, no, the car's still there. We have not yet picked it up.
Okay, I don't know. I might have to break into it, because I need to get all my stuff out of the
trunk. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have insurance on it?
Not right at the moment, no. We didn't want to get insurance on it until it got fixed.
Oh, okay. But you had to drive it there. Didn't you have to have insurance to drive it there?
Legally, yes.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're sketchy, because then you won't mind about all that stuff that I have in your trunk. I really need to
get... No. Yeah, you guys can... We're not going to come and pick it up until it's fixed, so...
If I find the keys, do you care if I just take it for a spin?
No, not that I care.
Could I do some street racing in it?
Who is this?
This is Dave.
From?
Yeah, from the place where you brought your 2000 Dodge in.
Yeah. I don't know. You sound kind of weird. I don't know.
I'm pretty high right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I need to get to work on your car. I thought it was already gone, because I was looking all over the shop for it, and I just couldn't find it. They must have parked it. They park things out and back just to mess with me.
Oh, awesome.
And I was really afraid, because I had all my personal belongings in your trunk, and I needed to get that stuff out.
Okay. Is this a joke? Is this, like, am I...
No, it's
being
not...
Being punked right now?
No, of course not. Punked. Do people even still say that? I mean, come on, that show's from, like, 10 years ago.
I have no idea. I'm 31 years old, so yeah. That's, you know...
Well, I'm 40, and I know... That you don't say punked anymore. Who says punked?
It was back in that day.
Yeah.
I would hope that you wouldn't have to break into it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm really good at breaking into cars. I don't want to get into it, but I have a long career of breaking into cars. So I should be able to get into it.
You're a little weirded out by this.
Well, no, I should be able to get into it without leaving too many marks, noticeable marks.
Okay.
I won't break any windows, I promise. But
okay.
they probably hid the keys from me, too. So I need to find the keys, and then I can start working on the problem.
Do you know what the problem is?
Oh, what is it?
I mean, I'm asking you. I have no idea.
Oh, you know, I left the clipboard in the bathroom, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got all this.
This is a very strange conversation for me. You understand, right?
I don't see what's strange about it. I know it's strange. I thought maybe you'd picked it up already, because I couldn't find it. But they probably parked it out and back again. They're always messing with me.
Okay. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, they're always doing stuff like that.
I will get you a drink in a minute, baby.
Yeah, tell her to shut the fuck up. The adults are talking.
There is no way.
Put her on the phone. I'll tell her.
Oh, my God.
Well, someone's got to tell her. So, you know,
amen. I wish I recognized your voice, because I'm going to go with that this cannot in any way be real.
What's not real about it?
I don't know. I don't know any company guy that would call me asking if he could break into my car because he lost the key.
Well, it's not that I think my coworkers took it. I think they're just messing with me. I'll go look around, though. I might have left it in the bathroom with the clipboard.
You have to be messing with me. There's no way this is...
I don't understand why you think it's not real.
It's just because it's a funny situation.
I mean, funny to you, maybe.
I'm sorry.
Funny to my coworkers, but not funny to me, because I need to hurry up and do whatever is supposed to be done. What's supposed to be done to your car, by the way?
We brought it in because it was overheating.
Oh.
And we were told that it was the water pump, I guess. I don't know. And then there's something wrong with the wheel.
That's the oldest scam in the book, telling them it's the water pump.
Okay.
Probably just needs a little bit of coolant added to it. It'll be fine.
Well, we did add coolant, and it's still overheated, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it needs more coolant. We'll drop some liquid nitrogen into that bitch.
That's...
See what happens then.
I don't know. I'm getting you a drink. What do you want to drink?
We're going
to
do some motherfucking science on this car.
There's no way this is real.
What's she getting to drink?
Water?
Water? Come on. What's wrong with this kid?
There's no such thing as chocolate juice.
Tell her to get a soda.
She doesn't drink soda.
Why not?
Because it's bad for her teeth.
So what? She's a kid. Kids are supposed to drink soda.
I'm just Lord in heaven.
Don't take the name of the Lord in vain on my phone. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. That tells little kids to shut the fuck up.
There's nothing in the Bible about not saying that. But there is a lot about taking the name of the Lord in vain.
Okay. Okay, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to go try and find your car.
Okay. I hope you find it. I really do.
Yeah, me too. Because
you know, I kind of need it.
Yeah, it's got my stuff in it, so I'll definitely find it.
Okay. I hope you find your stuff all, you know, well together.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, thanks for talking to me. Thanks for letting me know what the problem is, because now I don't have to find my clipboard.
Okay, well, I mean, okay. That's very nice of you to call.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, honey.
Bye, sweetie baby.
Bye.
Sexy tits. That was the nicest lady ever, wasn't it? I've exchanged a few emails from the guy that sent me that list. You know, he snapped the picture of the screen. And I think he said he was going to try and go back and get more. But he said what he wanted to do is go in there and pretend that he received a crazy call, just like the calls yesterday. And, you know, just kind of see what they say to him in person. You know, watch them apologize to him about whatever weirdness happened. And I don't know if he'll get around to that or not, but that would be pretty funny. Do you guys remember a few shows ago I called up a guy about his cabinet that he bought from us and he returned it and it was filled with termites and it infested our store with termites? That guy has ridden me back. He says, "Hey Brad, it's Roy again. This customer bought a 3-piece set of couches at my job. He says, to do my magic, maybe say employees were caught having sex on the couches that this guy just bought. And he says, this week, I will get you a whole list of people with orders." And that's kind of scary, because, I would love a list of people who bought couches and furniture and stuff. But I don't want you to get fired, so please don't do anything that's going to get yourself fired, where they're going to figure out who you are. I don't want you to get in trouble, so maybe you shouldn't send me a big list. I would really enjoy a big list, but you never know what's going to happen. Some of my listeners are assholes, and they'll figure out who these people are. Figure out what location it is. I try to bleep everything out the best I can, but people can still figure things out, so I don't know. Be careful. Don't get in trouble over my dumb show. Although if you do get fired, that would make a really hilarious reference check for me to call your old boss.
Bueno?
Hello, is this Jose?
I'm from Jose's brother.
Oh, where's Jose?
I don't know. I think he's working right now.
Oh, do you have his work number?
No, but I can give you his phone number. You want it?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, hold on. Who's calling?
I'm calling from the store. He bought a couch from us.
Oh, no, I already, I think it was my brother because we got the same name. Yeah, I already got it.
Oh, yeah, I know. So you bought the couch?
Okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, we gave you the wrong couch. We need you to bring that couch back, and we'll give you the right couch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, can you go ahead?
What is the difference?
Well, the manager, he doesn't believe in banks. He doesn't like banks or credit unions, so he keeps all his money in the couch that we gave you. So your couch is filled with money. So we need that couch.
The ones we got right now, they are expensive?
No, they have cash, money inside of them, like a bunch of cash. A bunch of $20 bills.
Inside in the couch?
Yeah, because he doesn't like banks, so he just keeps all of his money in the couch, inside of it.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, yesterday, I used to throw money inside in the house, so they take me like 2 hours to put it inside.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need to
bring... They're still in the bag. I'm not even open yet. I'm not even doing nothing yet.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, could you bring those back to us? Because they've got money inside
of them. All the couches?
Yeah, bring all three of them. All three of them are filled with money.
Like, but you know what? I mean, the couches, I mean, for me, that'd be a little hard. You know, for me, that'd be a little hard because, I mean, I just spent like 3 hours trying to put it inside because we're moving in the second floor.
Yeah, but
they don't fit that good. So, whatever you want and whatever it is in a couch, I mean, if you got money down there or whatever, I just give you back. It's not a big deal.
Oh, no, it's the couches are special to him, and they're filled with money. It'd be hard to get all that money out because there's over $300,000 in cash inside those couches, and he wants to get that money back.
I can keep you back. If it is there, I keep you back. Don't worry about it, man.
No,
I'm
the
honest guy.
We need the couches, though. Can you bring the couches back?
The problem is, okay, I mean, because I just get that one, all right?
You what?
And we pay for that ones. I get that ones. I mean, if you leave the money there or whatever, I'm not gonna go there and pull it out again and take it to you, take it to the other ones, and spend like 3 more hours to go inside.
He wants the couch. He gave you the wrong couches, and he really, those couches have sentimental value because the owner and his wife, they used to have sex on those couches, and they accidentally sold you the couches that they have sex on all the time.
But I mean, what is the difference if the couches are brand new?
They're just wrapped in plastic. They're not really brand new. If you look really closely, you'll see that they're not brand new.
If you wanted the couches, you're the one who got to pull it up.
Oh,
I'm not gonna do it.
Well, it's not.
I mean, because I like I said, I spend a lot of time to throw one inside in the house. I just throw one for the top of the porch.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
There's so much money, though, inside those couches. There's like $300,000 in cash inside of the couch, and we need it back. You can't just take our money.
No, I'm not going to take your money, but like I say, you want it back, you got to pull it up. I'm not going to do it.
Why
like
can't...
Like I say, the couches, I'm not even open yet. It's still inside in the bag, okay?
Yeah, but they're not really new. They're used couches.
But, I mean, it's the same thing, you know. When I first try to get a new couch, I pay for that one. And they tell me it's going to take like 4 days, right?
Oh, my God, I don't care.
They said it's going to take like 3 weeks, okay?
Yeah, it'll take another 3 weeks.
So I get that one. I mean, who made the mistake down there?
Oh, it was me. It was me, you know.
This is the other one. If you sell the brand new couches and you give me the other ones and they are used ones, I mean, how they work this?
Yeah, so look, just bring us our couch back because that's a special couch.
I'm not going to do it. If you want it, you got to pick it up. I can give you my address.
He'll give you a new couch this time.
Hey, but I spent like more than 3 hours trying to put it inside in the house.
He'll give you...
So it's going to take me the other 3 hours because you got...
He'll give you $20 if you bring it back.
I give you $100 if you pull it up.
Really? You'll pay us $100?
I'll get that one. I mean, come on, this is your mistake. I'm not going to work for free.
Okay.
3 hours on there.
So if I come over there right now and get the couch, you're going to give me $100?
Hey, and you got to pay me my interest.
Well, that makes
sense. I hold all my money for this much time.
No, you owe me $100.
I mean, come on, I mean, makes sense to you? How am I going to spend 3 more hours pulling up for the second floor, for the porch, taking back to your store, and taking a new one? I mean, hey, it was a lot of work I put in there.
Look, goddammit, just bring us our couch.
Hmm?
Just bring us our goddamn couch.
Hey, you know what? I just stopped by the store and let me go pick up my kids.
I don't care about your stupid kids. You need to bring me my couch. It's got money in it.
You don't care about my stupid kids. So, hey, what is your name, man?
My name is Roy. I work here at the Hobo.
Let me write about your name. So like that way we'll figure out this. Because I mean, nobody's going to call it stupid to my kids.
Well, you're
the fruit one, my friend.
Your kids are
this
stupid.
The fruit one. You make a mistake, it's your motherfucking fault, and you got to figure out how you got to take care of this shit. But nobody got to fucking talk to me like that way, okay?
You can't keep all that money, because that's grand theft. That's $300,000.
You can keep your motherfucking money. Who wants that money? Who told you put the fucking money in my couches? Who told you to sell the motherfucking using couches?
It's an accident.
I do it.
It's an accident.
If it was a fucking accident, okay. But it's not a fucking way. I don't care about your fucking super kids. Fuck you.
I'm glad
fuck you. You're not going to fucking talk to like that way to my fucking kids, man.
I'm not talking to your kids. I'm talking to you.
No. Hey, what do you say? What, you got balls or not?
I'm not the
boss.
You
open your fucking mouth. You open your fucking mouth and you told me I don't care about your super kids. Fuck you.
But your kids are stupid.
You're a family. You're a family, bro.
You better give that couch back. God damn it.
Hey. I just stopped by the store, just give me a motherfucking half hour. I just stopped down there, and we can talk it face to face. And what? And you can call the police, too. Alright?
You need to bring back the couch.
I can call it right in the front by you, man.
You need to bring back the couch and bring $100 for our trouble.
Fuck you! I'm not gonna give you $100.
You owe us $100. I'm writing you a bill for $100 right now. I'm writing a receipt. Wow, I apologize for the quality of whatever prepaid mobile company he was using. He's using that damn hobo phone or something. That was pretty awful. Thanks again, Roy. Don't get yourself fired for me, you know, giving me more numbers. I don't want you to get in trouble. Oh, and by the way, you know, I said my name was Roy in that call. Don't worry. The guy that submitted this number to me, his name isn't really Roy. There's a different name on the email header and stuff. He just says his name is Roy. I hope. Before I get into the other call that probably is going to result in some guy getting fired from his job, I'm going to read a blog post for you guys from a website called Tropical Eats. And I just refound this blog post again recently. Somebody captured the entire blog post as a giant image and sent it to me years ago. And I just found it on my computer. The actual blog post has been deleted. And I remember back when this happened, she actually made her entire blog private, which was kind of funny because, you know, who's going to read it if it's private? It's a blog dedicated to healthy living and outdoor adventures. And, you know, she eats a lot of food and blogs about it. And there's this post. It's back from 2011, and it's in response to one of our Foursquare check-in calls. I think we'd been doing them for about a year at that point. So there's a normal post. She takes pictures of her food. She's one of those people. Takes pictures of every little thing they did that night. And halfway through the blog post, shit starts getting real. She's like, looks like an innocent blogger meetup, right? Well, it wasn't. Here's what really happened. That morning, I booked a reservation on OpenTable under my name for 4 people. She talks about how they got there. She tweeted that they were there through Foursquare. And then she says, boy, do I regret that tweet. About 10 minutes into the dinner, the Mermaid Inn hostess came up to me and said, you're Shannon, right? She says, yes. She went, Brian's on the phone for you. And she says, I don't believe I know a Brian. Well, he says he needs to talk to the blonde, Shannon, in Mermaid Inn. Confused, I say, okay, but I don't really know any Brian, and I follow her up to the hostess stand where the phone was. The voice on the other end of the phone says, hi, Shannon, how are your oysters, clams, and fish tacos at the Mermaid Inn? My heart stops. This is getting really dramatic now. It's word for word, those are in italics, what I tweeted only minutes ago. I went back and forth with him, saying I don't know a Brian, and asking if he was in the restaurant. He said, no, he's in Missouri. He was very casual in how he spoke, and eventually said, I'm Brian, Brian from the internet. His tone was what scared me, like he thought it was funny that I was so confused, and that he had total control over the conversation. Which, he didn't. I mean, come on, hang up the phone. You have the control to hang up the phone. He asked if I wanted to meet up and go over, and I nervously mumbled, "You're in Missouri," to which he confidently replied, "Oh, that won't be a problem." I was terrified and told him I had to go. He ended it with, "Okay, but next time you check in on Foursquare, I'll be calling." The rest of the bloggers and I basically sat in shock for the rest of the meal. So this is dated August 14th, 2011. I don't have the call, or I don't know where it is, if it exists on my show, on the phone show that I did back then. I looked around a little bit, but I couldn't find it. I don't even know if it's me, because it kind of really doesn't sound like stuff I'd say exactly. I'm trying to think who's in Missouri. Maybe it's Badfish. He's in Illinois, right across the river from Missouri. But the blog post, it goes on and on and on. The next day after work, I googled Brian calling restaurant about Foursquare and discovered this. And I can't see what the hot link is, but I think it's a hot link to phonelosers.org/stalker. Maybe that's the URL. I don't remember. Same Brian, same restaurant scenario, same phone call. And then I found this, another hot link to something. That, my friends, is when I lost it. I called off work the next day, cried, and took about 3 showers trying to clear my head. I locked down every privacy setting I could think of. I deleted my Foursquare account. 40 badges, 90 tips, 600 check-ins, and countless to-dos gone. Let's go see if her Foursquare is back yet on her website. I don't see a Foursquare button. I see a button for Facebook and Twitter and Flickr. Oh, that's weird, though. They don't link to anything. They just link right back to her website. She's got like a big follow us bar, but none of the links connect to anything. That's really weird. Wow, you'd think she'd be over it, you know, 3 years later. She says, "I deleted 300 plus spammers on Twitter and then locked it down. I made my LinkedIn completely anonymous." She is still blogging, by the way. Lots of blog entries on her website. Tons and tons of blog entries. Several a day. Or at least one a day, it looks like. So at least she got over making her blog private. So the question is, how was I targeted out of the millions of people who broadcast check-ins every second of the day? Was this guy just trying to make a sick point about privacy issues? Is it because I organize Foursquare meetups? Maybe yes, maybe no. Actually, blah, 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 blah. This is getting boring. I've put the entire blog post image up on my Imgur account, and I'm putting a link to it in the show notes right now. There, done. One thing she says in here that kind of makes sense is like, when we were little, our parents told us never to talk to strangers. Yet here we are today broadcasting our physical location to thousands of people we've never actually met in real life. The only people who should care about your location are your real friends, the only people you should be friends with on Foursquare and sharing your location with. And she just wants to get the word out there that this is happening. But then she deleted the blog post for some reason. I don't know. But she's a smarter person now. I made her ponder things. Or I don't think I did this, actually. I'm thinking Badfish. Or somebody else that was in the Missouri area made the call. I don't think it was me. But if you want to read the entire post, complete with pictures of their really fun night before it turned into a giant horror movie, there is a link to it in the show notes on phonelosers.org. Coco Fresh has sent me a number. He wants me to prank the place that he works at. He works at a Five Guys, which is a burger place. I'm a little familiar with that. I actually went to that for the first time last year, to a Five Guys up in Salem, Oregon, because I found out that they have those new soda machines with the screen where you can do all these crazy different soda combinations. And I wanted to try it out, not because I like soda, but because I wanted to hack the machine. You go to the water selection, and then up on the top, you like tap a triangle pattern. And it gives you an administration screen. It's really awesome. I played around with it for a while until an employee kind of was looking in my direction. But I couldn't put it back. I couldn't fix it. It was like stuck in the admin mode. Anyway, Coco Fresh, he wants me to prank call Five Guys. He says that they recently had a problem with the shipments of jars of pickles. And he thought it'd be funny if I called them and said that the pickle plant exploded. Don't be too mean, though, because they are good managers. So Coco Fresh's managers, when you hear this prank call, keep in mind that Coco Fresh told me not to be too mean. And I probably won't obey that command, but Coco Fresh's heart's in the right place. Please blame me, not him.
Five Guys, this is... How can I help you?
Hello, is the manager available?
Yes, she is. May I ask who's speaking?
This is Dave from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Okay. Five Guys,
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Oh, yes, sir?
And I'm calling about the, you had kind of a problem with the pickle shipment recently.
Oh, yes, sir?
And you're familiar with that, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there has been a small problem. The pickle plant, the factory, it exploded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to ship pickles there for a really long time.
Okay, I'll let my manager know. The GM is not here, but I can call him and let him know.
Let him know? What?
My GM is not here right now. I'm one of the chief leaders, but I'm gonna call him right now so I can let him know what happened.
Okay, yeah, because what we're gonna need him to do is, if he could work out some deals with some local pickle farmers, like you know,
okay.
go to the farmers market and just get your pickles directly from there from now on.
Because
you know, our entire supply of pickles for most of all of Texas definitely has been completely wiped out. So we're going to have to go with local pickle farmers.
Okay. Okay, then. I'll let my manager know. Can he call you at this number?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
your name is Dave.
Yeah, Dave from the corporate office. Actually, if you have his number, I could just call him up myself.
Oh, okay. Give me just a second.
Okay.
It's one...
Okay. Okay. That's his home or cell or something?
Cell phone.
Okay, great. All right, I'll go ahead and give him a call. But yeah, you can let him know I called if you want.
Okay. Okay then.
Oh, also,
thank you very much.
Also, as long as I have you on the phone, do you want me to go ahead and do the weekly customer survey?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just if you just put a customer on the phone, and I'll give them a quick survey, and they get a free free meal coupon.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. So yeah, if you could put a customer on, I'll give them that survey.
Oh, I don't have any customers right now. Oh, you want a customer? Okay. They're eating right now.
Oh, it's okay. Like, tell them they get a free meal coupon. Like, we'll mail them a coupon for a free meal. I'm sure
okay,
they...
Okay, give me just a second,
it'll
Dave,
just
okay?
Yeah, it'll just take 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, then.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but she's like, lower the music down.
I want to do a quick survey, because it's from Five Guys Corporate, and they can mail you two coupons from Five Guys. It only takes 1 minute.
Hello?
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, this is Dave. What's your name?
Greta, G-R-E-T-A.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from the corporate office. I want to do a quick survey with you, and we'll send you a free meal ticket.
Okay.
All right. Question number one is, do you like the music that's playing right now, like the Van Halen?
The music's fine. It's a little loud.
Oh, it's a little loud?
Yeah, they just turned it down.
I mean, you're not, like, how old are you? Like, you're not sick of this song by now?
51.
You're how old?
51.
Oh, 51. I mean, you've heard the song a billion times. Aren't you just fucking sick of it at this point? God, whenever I hear the song, I just want to pull my hair out.
Okay, and the next question?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I hear any Van Halen song, I just want to, like, start punching someone in the stomach.
Okay, this is obviously not a survey.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, the song that's playing. What does it even mean? What do the lyrics mean? Can you explain it to me?
Okay, do you have another question, or are you done?
Are you a Van Halen fan? Like, were you back in the day? Or who the fuck is Jamie? Like, what
I don't know what this is. This is not a survey.
When you're cursing and...
Hello?
Oh, okay, well, she's done with the survey, and I told her where she can get her, we're going to go ahead and mail her a ticket, a free meal coupon.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, thank you.
Are you going to mail it here, or to her address?
I'll just mail it out someplace randomly. Who knows? I don't know. It'll get to her eventually. Fate will bring it to her.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Have a nice day.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got to quickly call that manager. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but in the background, they were playing Jamie's Crying by Van Halen really, really loud. And you can
have reached the voicemail box of...
Oh, come on. Straight to voicemail.
You have reached the voicemail
that's too
box
bad.
Of...
Yeah, and while she was going to get a customer, you could hear her tell somebody to turn it down. So I'm wondering if, like, maybe when the manager's not there, they crank up the music, crank up their Van Halen while they make burgers. I guess I can go ahead and just leave a voicemail. a voicemail.
You have reached the voicemail box of... At the tone, please record your voice message.
Hi, this is Dave from the Five Guys corporate office. And I just needed to let you know about the pickle shipment. I found out what happened. It turns out that the pickle factory just completely exploded. Like, it's a big deal up in Detroit, where the pickle factory is. And we're not going to be able to get our pickle shipment in for at least another 6 months, because we have to work out deals with new suppliers and all this crap. So basically, what we're going to need you to do is work out some deals. You need to start visiting local farmers markets and find some pickle farmers and, you know, get the pickles yourself. Yeah, that's what you're going to need to do. And and just get the best deal you can. And we'll let you know whenever we find a new pickle supplier. But for now, we're totally fucked, man. We're totally fucked. I don't know what to do. Completely fucked. So yes, please start going to farmers markets and find a new pickle supplier. I've got the other five guys in your location doing the same, and maybe we'll find one that'll work for all the locations, but for now, it's just going to be your problem. You need to find a pickle supplier. All right, thank you very much. Have a good day, and don't mess with Texas. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Coco Fresh, for submitting that number. Enjoy your last days of employment at Five Guys, because, I don't know, it seems like this would cause the manager to be like, okay, which one of you assholes prank called me?
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Anyway, I kind of tricked my dad into going to gloryholefoundation.com.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
I'm grounded. Oh, shit, dude. He's throwing his phone. He's like, go to your room. Anyway, please do my prank request about a lady named Bridget. Please don't mention my name. But try and tell her that she's kicked out of her church for not paying enough. And say that the church is out of her.
What the hell's wrong with your phone?
Bye.
It just kind of fades out randomly. If it was, like, faded in the beginning and in the middle, was anyway, wow, you got yourself grounded. Well, you deserve to be grounded. Sending your dad to a porn site, gay porn. Apparently that site belongs to Dashy. And, you know, it's a copy of what Meatspin.com is. And he told me after I posted the show, he got about 300 visits to gloryholefoundation.com, which was the exact opposite effect that I had intended. I seriously was trying to warn you guys not to go to gloryholefoundation.com. A couple other people have told me they went to it and they're scarred for life. Please, everyone, don't go to gloryholefoundation.com or meatspin.com unless you're just really into gay porn.
Yo.
This is a 3-minute voicemail, by the way, and it looks like there is a sequel to this voicemail, also 3 minutes, and, you know, I'm not going to play 6 minutes of you. This is my show, not your show.
Oh, fucker, RBCP. You know what that is?
I don't care what you're talking about. It's not going to get played.
I don't fucking know what it stands for. I'm fucking drunk, nigga, right now.
Oh, great, a drunk voicemail.
Your boys, Milkman and fucking Carlito, I fucking registered a new user as Warrior of Light 99, motherfucker. And I was typing on the fucking chat and they fucking banned me.
Ugh.
They fucking
imagine
banned
that.
Me.
Were you drunk then, too?
On that fucking chat.
Were you saying crazy, belligerent things?
Because there's pussies, nigga. There's pussies.
So I'm guessing this entire voicemail and the entire sequel is just you complaining a bunch about being banned from the chat room. And that's because we don't take any shit in our chat room. At prankcallnation.com/chat. It has nothing to do with me, by the way. I don't run that chat room. I'm just a host on the Prank Call Nation network. But I agree with them. When people cause problems, we kick them or ban them. And it has to be done, because there's so many trolls in this community. Imagine that.
It's me again. I'm drunk, motherfucker. But no, seriously, I love Brad Carter.
Aw.
He's not a fucking pussy like those other fuckers.
Oh, yeah, you're still complaining in the second voicemail. You poor thing.
Hi, Brad. Last time you complained that my voicemail was too long, so I'm going to try and keep this one short and sweet, like your penis.
Ouch.
Basically, there's a couple things I wanted to address in this voicemail. First being, if you don't remember me, I'm the guy that was complaining about the typos on the paper. And yeah, and also, yeah, I just wanted to apologize for complaining. I'm sorry for complaining.
God damn you.
I did go on Comcast, Facebook, and I posted my complaint there about your typos. They didn't respond, however, but that's my problem, I guess. But anyway, today I just wanted to say your shows are at a really inconvenient time, and I think you should have a schedule, because I know
they're
you don't have a schedule.
Pre-recorded shows. This is a pre-recorded show, everyone. This is not a live show. Most of the shows that you hear are pre-recorded. I just do them when I can. Whenever I have a spare minute, I'll do a show or do a segment. And the live shows, I just don't know when I'm going to be available, so that's why I don't do schedules anymore. Back in the phone show days, I hated keeping a schedule. I hated having to do the show every Tuesday night, whether I felt like it or not.
Probably because of the carbohydrates that you consume on a daily basis.
Yes, that's it.
But I guess that's irrelevant. So I just wanted you to say that you should record your show every day at 4 p.m. Central.
Yes, sir.
That's 4 p.m. Central. So everybody listening, make sure you tune in at 4 p.m. Central, because that's when the show is going to be.
From now on.
So yeah, thanks for listening to me, Brad. Instead of hanging up normally, I'm just going to throw my phone down the stairs and hopefully it'll hang up on impact.
Holy shit.
So yeah, bye. Still recording.
Probably broke the screen. All right, best hang up ever. I'm glad I waited till the end on that one. I guess that's enough voicemails. Somebody on YouTube was asking, how do I call into the voicemail and leave a message for you? Because apparently he's too lazy to go to phonelosers.org and see the voicemail number in every single post. But if you want to leave a voicemail, the phone number to call is 814-422-5309. And for best results, keep it under 1 minute, not 6 minute long drunken rants. And speaking of voicemails, have any of you ever heard of a podcast called Distorted View? I guess that's a stupid question because I know some of you have heard of it, because there seems to be sort of a crossover of listeners, I've noticed. I've always been kind of an occasional listener of the show. It's a comedy podcast located at distortedview.com. But recently I've really gotten into the show since before summer. And I became a Sideshow member, which means I pay a subscription fee. And I listen to every single episode that ever comes out. And I keep hearing PLA people on the voicemail. You know, just people I happen to know on the voicemail. Like White Sword was on there once. I know some of you know who White Sword is. He's a PLA guy, sort of. And I don't know, other people. Anyway, Axpa was recently on there. Axpa from the PCN chat room. And he left a voicemail message on the end of the show.
Hi, Timmy Boo. It's Sideshow Freak Axpa here.
Hi, Asperger.
And, there was something I wanted to tell you. It has to do with... I've forgotten what the hell I was calling about.
I'm not going to play Axpa's entire voicemail because he just rambles on and on and on about stuff. But at the very end, he says this to Tim, who is the host of Distorted View.
Know, what the fuck are you talking about?
Completely black, even though they're 90 years old.
That okay. Great.
And maybe you should go to the Roy Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. Because I hear there's a lot of cactuses there. And you can shove them in your asshole. And it feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You're doing good. Thanks, Timmy. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much for whatever that was. Oh, my God. Another stellar batch of voicemails.
So far, that is the first voicemail I've noticed from someone who I recognize from the internet that was, sort of about Phone Losers or PLA. And there's a reason he said that, and that's because I left this voicemail a few months ago on Tim's voicemail.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility.
Really? The Chili Pepper Correctional Facility? That's not believable.
The Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
One! First of all, who's the idiot that would call? Obviously, this is not real. The Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. But who would call a voicemail line? It's dumb, because there's no one on the other end to press 1 or 2. Morons.
So yeah, Tim's kind of mean to me. He doesn't appreciate my shit. He's sick of my bullshit. He actually made a reference to that Chili Pepper voicemail I left a week or two after I left the voicemail, too, during the voicemails, I think. Or maybe someone else brought it up. I don't know. I leave about, like, maybe one voicemail a month for his show, though. And I usually use a different name every single time. Like, here's one from the summer that I left him after he talked about Hanson, the amazing musical supergroup from the 1990s.
Well, those are all freak moments, I guess. Call into the voicemail line, like this person. Now watch, this is going to be an awful voicemail. All right.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Chris Tompkinson. Holy shit, that Hanson song was amazing. I'm downloading it right now.
You son of a bitch, I know you're mocking me. I'm waiting for it.
Torrent. I'm getting the entire discography. Thank you so much for turning me on to them. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks. Seriously, this is great. Thanks.
I can tell you're being sarcastic. All right, next up.
I don't know why I can't remember the names of the other people that I've heard leave voicemails on there before, but every time I leave a voicemail on there, I get messages from people on YouTube or through email or whatever, and they're like, holy crap, was that you on Distorted View leaving a voicemail? And yes, it was me. I know Kuraz is a listener. I think a lot of you know who Kuraz is, sort of. Some weird PLA guy from Austria, but I can't remember if he's left voicemails. Anyway, Distorted View. If you like our stuff, you might like Distorted View. Who knows? You have to have kind of a strong stomach, because there's a lot of really disgusting things on Distorted View. I often have to fast-forward through the really gross bits, but it's a good show. It's good comedy. DistortedView.com. Hopefully you won't like them more than me, and you'll stop listening to Snowplow Show and start listening to them. You better not do that, damn it. But it's a good place where you can hear my performance art about once a month. The performance art that I always yell at you guys for doing. I thought I had another prank to play, but I guess I don't. I was going to end the show with another prank, but there's nothing left. I played them all at the beginning. I'm a big stupid. So once again, to make you feel not ripped off, I'm going to play another old prank. Only this time, it's hopefully a prank that most of you haven't heard. I had this prank up on the private podcast feed when I first set it up, you know, before I really put anything up there. But here's a prank call to a hotel guest from a night when me and Sloth and Carlito were on the air doing phone calls to hotel people for a few hours. And I forget exactly what happens in this, but it's labeled Night Terrors. So that sounds hilarious.
Hello?
Hi, this is Carlito from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
We've been having some complaints, and we can hear a lot of noise coming from your room.
Well,
like someone's in there. I know it sounds like you have night terrors, like you're screaming in your sleep.
No. We're all sleeping quietly.
Yeah, we listened from the door and we could hear you from outside.
I'm here right now and I'll open the door and let you guys in.
Well, no, I'm looking right now on the night vision cameras that we have in your room, and we could see just a few minutes ago you were screaming in your sleep.
We're all sleeping. There's no screaming here. You can come here to the door right now.
We saw you on the camera. I mean, if you come down, we can replay
the door, please.
We can replay the video for you.
Okay, well, come to the door because I haven't heard anybody in the room. I was sleeping and I just woke up right now.
Well, I can't bring the closed circuit video surveillance equipment with me to the room, so you'll have to come down to the front.
You're complaining about my bedroom specifically, 117.
Yeah, right? Definitely. I mean, we looked on the cameras and we can see you guys sleeping in there on the cameras. And we saw that you were screaming.
I'm in a room with me, my husband, and my mom. We're completely quiet
right.
And sleeping.
Yes. Yeah, I see, and I can see them sleeping right now on the cameras.
Okay, the kids are in 119.
Right, yeah, I have them on the other television screen here.
Okay, but you said 117. We're all sleeping quietly.
Right, 117 is where the noise is coming from, but I'm watching 119
also.
No,
I'm in 117, and we're sleeping, completely sleeping. You're just
no.
Me up with the phone.
Could you
please come to our room so you can come see?
I can't, because I want to watch the televisions with all the rooms in them. I'm watching the kids in 119 on one screen, and I'm watching you on the other screen.
Nobody's
and I saw you screaming on the television. I can replay it for you.
Okay, then that's not room 117, because we're not watching TV in here.
No, you don't get it. I have a camera in your room. So
I understand you have a camera in our room, first of all. But
okay,
room
well,
117
I didn't say you were
not
watching television.
I'm not watching television. You just woke me up. Our TV is off.
I didn't say you were watching television. I said I'm
you
watching television.
You just said
I said I'm watching television, but you're on the television.
Okay, you're confusing me.
It's a little TV.
But we're sleeping
on the
here.
Desk here.
You said room 117 is making noise, but we're not because we were just all sleeping and you just woke me up with your phone call.
I'm replaying it right now and you're screaming on the camera, on the night vision camera that we have pointed at you.
Okay, I need to come to the front desk because I think you're losing it because we're not screaming at all. Like, we were sleeping.
You're going to see that I'm right when you see
okay,
this video.
Okay, well, then maybe if you can't come here, then I guess I need to go to the front desk.
Well, I can't come up there. I'm the only one here. I can't just leave the desk.
Okay,
you have
then
to
I guess
stop
I need
screaming.
To come there.
You're
I'm
gonna
not
wake
screaming.
Up, you're going to wake up the
you're,
people in one
you're
19.
You're frustrating me because we were just sleeping and nobody here is screaming.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, I don't get it. We were just all sleeping because we were trying to wake up early tomorrow to take off to go to L.A.
I know it's you. You're the same person that I'm watching on the camera right now, and you're on the phone, and you were just screaming
just
a few minutes
sleeping.
Ago.
I was sleeping. Are you...
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, what's going on here?
So is she coming? Is she coming
I'm
down
going to the front desk.
What? Okay, great.
Good times, good times. I think that happened in maybe 2013, I guess. It's nearly midnight now, so I really need to end this show. That's why I can't just do more calls for the show, because it's late and I'm tired. I'm old, I have to go to bed. If anyone's been watching our Patreon page, you may have noticed that we made it up to $1,000 per month, which is crazy. It's also not true. I don't really make $1,000 a month. It's more like $700. Because, you know, people pledge and then they can't always pay, which is fine and everything, but so far I haven't made much more than $700 a month, which is still pretty amazing. At $1,000 a month, I am supposed to make a vinyl album, probably of the Tenants from Hell calls. So I guess I should get started on that, since apparently that's going to happen eventually. Telephone Falls, it's being worked on. I swear it's being worked on. I'm putting things together, I'm deciding on which calls to include. I haven't started animation at all yet. That's the part that's really difficult. I'm kind of doubting it's going to happen before the year is over, but it's going to happen. It'll happen. Maybe in the springtime, we'll have another Telephone Falls. And then never another one again ever, because they're just a pain in the ass to make. I'm just kidding. I don't know if I'll do more. We'll see how it goes. I think I've forgotten how to use the animation software at this point, so I've got to relearn all that. I haven't touched it since the last episode came out. Hopefully the animation will be a bit more animated this time. Maybe, I don't know. But things in the world of Patreon are going well here. I'm pretty happy with how things are going. I'm hoping to buy a cool thing for the December Patreon things. I'm in the process of making it happen, and I think I'm going to have a cool present for you guys in December, a Christmas present. And hopefully you won't all think it's completely lame. I think it's going to be amazing, this thing that I'm making. Or that I'm having made, I mean. If you're not a Patreon supporter, though, you should be. The place you can go to do that is patreon.com/phonelosers. I have also set up a different way to contribute, which is phonelosers.org/cactus. If you do it that way, you will automatically, it's completely automated, you'll get access to the secret feed and the high-quality feed. But you also get that if you're on Patreon. You get the same stuff either way. patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Please support the show so that I can do more of them. I mean, come on, I've only done 3 this week. It's not nearly enough. There are also Patreon for other prank shows on the Prank Call Nation Network. Like, there's one for JAG TV, which is patreon.com/JAG TV. I was going to say for Laugh Track Matt, but he's not exactly a PCN show, but he's very close friends with all of us. His is at patreon.com/partytime. He does a show every Monday evening, or Monday afternoon, I guess, these days, called Laugh Track Matt's Party Time Show, him and Zach's. And then there's the official Prank Call Nation Patreon page at patreon.com/prankcallnation. Go there to support Prank Call Nation, and that money goes toward, hosting fees and Mixler fees and just all the various fees associated with the shows that are on Prank Call Nation and the other projects and stickers and whatever else happens with it, I don't know. Support all that, too. Because why not? Let's end the show with one of my favorite bands, Van Halen.
But I can call him and let him know.